So Bezrat Hashem will continue our learning in Sefer Pekudat Elazar, Lerabi Elazar Abuchatzira. And today's piece will be Lashon Hara, derogatory speech. And the subtitle is Hamidaber Lashon Hara en Berchotav Klum, that the blessings from a tainted source who speaks Lashon Hara bear no fruit. The piece begins, Rabbeinu diber al chomer dibur lashon hara, v'kama tzirich litrachek miladaber lashon hara, v'gam yesh litrachek gam mehamidaberim lashon hara. V'amar, mi shenogea v'avera zu, hu mekalkel et shefa hakdusha, im haya sharui alav. Which means that Rabbeinu spoke of the severity of engaging in lashon hara. He spoke on how one must estrange himself from such speech and from those who are accustomed in such chatter. Rabbeinu then added, that whomever is accustomed to such speech ruins the abundance of purity that he could have had a potential for. He then added that it's known from the Admor Harav Yisrael Abuchatzira Zatzal, the Baba Sali, that whomever is connected to this sin of Lashon Hara, even if he's a great and important rabbi, all his blessings from him will not bear any fruit. To illustrate this, Rabbeinu related that when the Baba Sali first came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to the homes of great rabbis to meet them and to receive brachot from them. So the Baba Sali went to the home of a particularly popular and great rabbi, but he did not ask for a bracha when he left, as he had done by the others. When they asked the Baba Sali why, what was the difference, he explained that he felt that the rabbi said something derogatory during their conversation, and he felt that what gain would there be from a blessing from such an individual. I'll read this inside. Hosif, nemekubal hu mehadmor, Rabbi Israel, שכול שנוגע בלשון הרע, אפילו אם הוא רב גדול וחשוב, אין ברכותיו עושים פרי, וסיפר על מעשה שהיה שהבבא סאלי זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. כשבא לארץ ישראל, הלך לביתם של רבנים כדי להתברך בהם, והגיע גם לביתו של רב אחד גדול ומפורסם. ולאחר שעמדו להיפרד, הבבא סאלי לא ביקש מאותו רב שיברך אותו, כמו שנהג אצל רבנים אחרים. וכשנשאל הבבא סאלי לסיבת הדבר, אמר, שמתוך השיחה עם אותו רב, הרגיש בדבריו שדיבר איזה דיבור שיש בו לשון הרע, וכיוון שכן, מה תועלת תהיה בברכה של מי שאינו נזהר לדבר לשון הרע? And in order to bring out the harm that לשון הרע could have against its victim, Rabbeinu said that in Morocco the Goyim would murder the Jews with weapons. But today in Eretz Israel, sadly, we have the ability of one Jew to kill another Jew with a little ladder. It just shows us the harmful effects that Lashon Hara could have against another Jew. I'll read this inside. וכשרבנו דיבר על חומר לשון הרע, הוסיף שבמרוקו הגויים היו הורגים את היהודים עם נשקים. That's weapons. ואילו כאן בארץ ישראל, יהודי הורג יהודי בפתקים. מספיק שישלח פתק למס הכנסה או לאחד ממשרדי ממשלה, מיד מתמלאים חלחלה והוא ממש לשון הרע שהורג.